9:32 here on SENZ, and a really exciting time for New Zealand women's basketball. The National Basketball League recently underwent a complete refresh as Basketball New Zealand set it up so women can now get paid the same as their male counterparts in the NZNBL. The league is officially known as the GJ Gardner Homes Tauihi Basketball Aotearoa. It is just a fantastic competition. It is going to be 12 games home and away beginning the 29th of June. And tomorrow night, that is, of course, the opening game is between the mainland Pōkai and, of course, their southern opponents, the Hoiho, which stands for the Yellow-Eyed Penguin. It'll be at Cal Stadium. And the Pōkai, this year coached by probably one of the most travelled basketballers, male or female, in the world. Tully Bevilacqua joins us this morning with experience playing in the women's NBA in Australia, Germany, Hungary, all over the damn place. Tully's so well-travelled. Gee, you've got to think that they've done a great thing in getting a lot of experience. Welcome to New Zealand, and welcome to this new women's basketball competition. Tully, you must be thrilled to be part of it.
Thank you so much. As you were saying that song, I've Been Everywhere, Man, was popping into my head. You know, I'm super excited to be here. One, because it's just such a beautiful country. But two, to be a part of history of women's basketball here in New Zealand. It's exciting times right now.
It sure is. I mean, you know, one of the big factors of it, of course, is the fact that, you know, there's remuneration for the women, and there's so mm-hmm. there damn well should be too, Tully. But it's the fact that it's more an opportunity as well, isn't it?
It is, and it's a long time coming. So obviously you've just mentioned I'm from Australia, and Australia just finished their 41st season of having a Women's National Basketball League. And, you know, so this starting now is just going to elevate women's basketball here in New Zealand. It's going to give the youth something to dream about pursuing, and you can see it, you can be it, and I think that's the theme that really we need to promote to keep young girls involved in basketball, to seek playing at the highest level. It will only just make the national team stronger. And also it gives the local players the ability to stay home and play on local soil in front of their family and friends, which hasn't happened, except if you're playing, obviously, with the national team at this level. So there, you know, invest in women and you'll see the rewards.
So, Tully, in this window, I mean, it's a 12-game home and away window as such, which I suppose at some stage that will expand. How does that set in terms of world basketball? And what I mean by that is, how attractive will it be to people wanting to come and experience it from overseas?
Well, right now, time frame-wise, it's actually kind of perfect because you can have players playing in the Women's National Basketball League in Australia, then coming back here to play. You can try and gain players from Australia's imports to come over and play. It only really conflicts mostly with the WNBA, but it just allows players to continue playing all year round. And then post this season here in New Zealand, you know, players can then look to even go overseas to Europe. So it just allows them to continually play all year round.
Tully, with your experience, your resume, playing basketball all around the world, I would imagine you could get on the coaching staff of pretty much anywhere, any time. So why did you choose New Zealand and this inaugural NBL competition?
You know, it was, first of all, it just kind of like came out of the blue. I was commentating for the Indiana Fever in the WNBA, and this just came up, and Lynn Dunn, a former head coach of the Indiana Fever, contacted me and said this person by the name of Caleb Harrison is reaching out to seek potential coaches for this position, and would I be interested and she put my name forward, and it just grabbed me, and it was also close to home, which was kind of useful as well. But, you know, I was looking for something new, something different, just to really get my teeth into. And I'd been out of the coaching for a couple of years, having been a part of the Indiana Fever coaching staff. And you know, I really felt like this was put in front of me. It was meant to be, and it was an opportunity that I think if I said no, I would regret for the rest of my life being a head coach. And so, yeah, I really didn't hesitate, and it fit in well with my family, so just went for it.
Yep, mother of two as well, so you're a busy lady. Look, let's find out a wee bit about your group and your roster, can we? The mainland Pūakai, of course, they cover the region from Christchurch geographically up to the top of the South Island around Nelson and Blenheim, etc. So tell us a wee bit about the squad you've been able to assemble, their age, their range, their experience, etc.
Well, we consist our main senior group is between that 20 to 27 age group, and then we have development players that come in and out, and obviously, you know, they're just underneath, you know, from 17 upwards. But we have three players, Tessa Boagney, Lauren Hippolyte, Mary Goulding, that are a part of that the New Zealand national squad, and so, you know, we're looking to elevate them. Maintain their positions there. We've got three imports from the US who are like just coming out of college or have been removed from college basketball one or two seasons and have been playing overseas in various places in Europe. They're young, they're hungry, and they are ready to go. And the style of basketball that I'm looking to play tomorrow night is an up-tempo, under control though, but high energy, up tempo, with aggressive defense on top of that. So it's going to be fun out there, and you'll see some really, you know, skilled athletes on the floor.
So is there a limit on overseas talent which you can allow into your particular your roster as such? Is there a number on it?
Well, each team was able to bring in three imports.
Right. Okay. Three. So, okay, that limits the opportunities. But we've seen that as well in the NBL for men as well. So that's cool. Okay. So how long have you had with them, Tully? How much experience have you had with them at trainings, etc.?
Well, we've had 1 month of preseason. Unfortunately, you know, being still a semi-professional league, our numbers at practice early on in the season fluctuated just because we had to work around work commitments, schooling. So we've done a lot of pivoting here and there to accommodate for the players, because I understand, you know, there's a lot of things going on that they still have to keep up in their lives, as well as family as well, because some of our players have children too. So as a parent myself, I understand all those commitments. So, I think that helps with trying to juggle our schedule around those aspects of life. So we really haven't had everyone at training camp up until this last week, although we still are with our Alafotu, who has been competing in the 3x3 competitions over in Spain. Mm. So she gets back either, I think, late tonight, but won't join the team until tomorrow at shoot-around. So that is when we will actually have our whole squad together is tomorrow at shoot-around.
Mm. Oh, that does. It's beneficial to have that. Yeah.
You got to do it.
I would imagine. Exactly, Tully. I would imagine a lot of the franchises are in the same boat as well. And I guess one of the interesting things about this inaugural competition is, yeah, you haven't got a lot of opportunity to look at videotape and of opposition players and do a lot of homework. So what do we know about the Southern Hoiho as you head in tomorrow night's game?
Well, we do know that they just recruited a 6'5" import. Shelby Cheslek is her name. So she wasn't there. Like you said, yeah, it's been limited preparation for these games. And even in our first preseason game, which was against Hoiho, both the teams didn't have all their players, so she wasn't there. That'll be something, someone different to have to play against, and the players are going to have to adjust given her height. And that's obviously what we are working on today, and obviously it's around tomorrow to work out plans to attack that. they have an Australian import by the name of Duggan, who's a point guard, and I actually played for many years against her aunt growing up in Australia, so there's a little connection there. But, you know, when you're looking on the local side of things, you've got Zoe Richards. She's a shooting forward, a power forward, who played a very solid game in our preseason game, has been working on her three-point shot, so we have to respect her out there. They've got Samara Gallagher, who is a very strong driver with a mid-range game. You know, they're very complementary of each other, so we just have to work extremely hard to make sure that we keep them in front of us and apply ball pressure all over the place.
How are you gauging at the moment, early days, of course, but how are you gauging the level of interest and level of support in Christchurch for this new franchise?
You know, the players have been doing an extremely, you know, a great job of getting out of this community and going to all supermarkets and schools. And you can tell that more people are responding to when they see we're just walking around with our Pōkai shirts on. Apparently, ticket sales have been really picking up in this last week or so. So I think that's a correlation to the players being out there in the community. We're starting to get more interviews, radio interviews. Obviously, through the New Zealand NBL, they are promoting the women's game as well, which is just awesome. So with all the media that we are getting and being out there in the community physically, ticket sales are really picking up. So I think we should be close to filling out Cal Stadium tomorrow night.
And with the coverage as well and the television, etc., I think some great exposure, great opportunity for young female athletes here. Yeah, absolutely, Tully. The other thing, you're in a great position. If the young women were looking at basketball as a sporting pathway, I mean, you're probably in the best opportunity. We know the American college system is strong, but you've played through the women's NBA in America as well as in all those other leagues I mentioned before, Germany, Hungary, extensively in Australia as well. What has basketball meant for you, Tully?
Well, I mean, it's been everything. It's connected to everything I do, you know, with my life. But, you know, I've been someone that's had to just fight for all my spots in every single team. Back early, you know, my playing days, there was the Australian Institute of Sport that was used as an avenue for, you know, the talent of juniors. They, you know, were selected and would go through there. And primarily, a lot of the Australian players came out of there. But, you know, I never went through, I never was picked in those groups. I've always had to fight for my position. And, you know, I try and pass that down to the youth that, you know, everyone develops at different ages. Players go through growth at different stages. If you love what you do, do it for as long as you can, because you never know at what point it can take you in a different direction. But it has, you know, taught me attributes that I can use in any facet of life, whether it's a career that's not to do with basketball. You know, you learn leadership, you learn communication. All these tools that you can use out in the real world, and it's just built great relationships with people all across the world. That, you know, I looked at my passport one time, and I think I had 55 stamps in my passport just through the game of basketball. It kind of blew me away when I saw that, you know, and I realized the extent of how lucky I've been, you know, to play this game, and it's just taken me all over the world.
Sounds like, to me anyway, the mainland Pōkai have done a wonderful job in recruiting a world champion on the court and, of course, an Olympic silver medalist as well. Let's hope the start is good for you tomorrow night, Tully, and the season, you get out of it everything that you want for you and your roster. Fascinating talking to you. We wish you all the very best.
I appreciate that. Appreciate the support, and get down to Cal Stadium tomorrow night. We really could do with you in the stands cheering the players on. You're going to be part of history as well.
Yep, absolutely. Tully Bevilacqua, head coach of the Pōkai. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers. Interesting. What a woman. What a woman. What a resume. If you try and Wikipedia Tali Bevilacqua, just have a look at that. Have a look at the resume there. Just absolutely fascinating. So, yeah, that starts tomorrow night to Coles Stadium in Christchurch. Get along there. 9:48 here on SENZ.